And that one's good.
All right, it is 7:33 on Tuesday, July
19th.
Okay. And we are calling the special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees to order, specifically about 2023 budget?
Yes.
All right, let's begin.
Now, you would have received a copy in your email. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming everybody had looked at that. This here is the same thing if anybody wants to see it in person. Again, it is just the...
I'm going to be here until you later.
Right.
It's just the funds we project to have coming in, not the carryover. Once the carryover is determined, then that will be added to the actual budget when we have the budget.
Right, right.
And it's also, I do a zero balance budget too, so every dollar coming in is spent on every dollar going out.
Right.
Cool.
Do you need a motion to accept that?
I think so.
Measure resolution.
Is it a resolution or a motion?
We'll go resolution, go overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we're sending to the budget.
I move that the board approves a resolution 2022-07-19-01. For the budgetary appropriations budget.
What's the technical term on the top of the list there?
Yes. The 2023 tax budget.
I shall amend that resolution to reflect the appropriate name.
I support that.
What did I say? 2023
tax budget.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Meeting that we could discuss a date and time when we could go wrap up our records at Reed Records.
Mm-hmm.
With the absence of Tom, I don't think it's appropriate to establish a date without his input.
Yeah.
So we will reserve that for the August meeting, which is just in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I want to say there was another item on the agenda.
Two items.
Yeah.
Western Star truck order and possible meeting night changes.
Yes. Possible meeting night changes. First, I want to say the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department board reached out to me and said they would like to come here and talk to us a little bit about...
We have a contract coming up.
They also are interested in some further discussions, maybe I would call it discovery of how we go about our process of putting a levy on the ballot.
Okay.
And so I said, you know, usually on Tuesday, that second Tuesday of every month, is our meeting is concurrent. Ours is at 7, theirs is at 7:30. So it'd be nice if maybe on the August meeting we could bump to a Wednesday, if that suits your schedule.
Yeah, let me look that up. Just gotta sign in.
So it'd be, I think, August 10, if I remember correctly.
What did they want to talk about? How we do levies?
How we do our levies.
August 10, I am not working that day.
Let's tentatively schedule that for August 10th, and we'll ask Tom if he can make that arrangement. I, at our last regular meeting, Tom said he would be open to skipping off of a Tuesday in order to attend a meeting like that.
Okay.
Or allow for some cross-board meetings. So I think he'll be okay with it, just have to verify that he's open the 10th.
So keep our normal time.
Yeah, we'll have to meet here rather than over there, unless I can talk to the park board and see if it's available or not.
So we're on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
August
10th. I don't have anything specifically for the Western Star topic. Do you have in Western Star?
Kevin approached me last week about that.
Okay.
It looks like we need to. So here's the single package. Basically, what he was telling me on the quote that we need to actually put. So what, last month or 2 months ago? I can't remember if it was June meeting. You know, we approved getting our name on the list because we were talking 2023.
Right.
The dealership has come back to us, said there is, can't remember what the percentage was, but it came to about $15,000 increase. So simply putting our name on a piece of paper could save the township about $15,000.
I like that.
So I think that's what these papers are here for. So I see one's from Henderson, and that's for, yeah, for the body. Underside and chassis. And this is for the truck. And
sorry.
Hello. the truck is looking to be 152,462.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at. But this, putting our name on the paper right now, helps save our spot and keeps us from having to absorb some of the increases in cost. So. He was looking for us to make a motion to approve that, and then board president maybe to sign that.
Yeah.
What does it save us? Like,
about approximately $15,000.
To just get on
the list.
Because we're now saying, yes, we are putting we're authorizing that we will purchase the truck when it comes in. And I think if we were looking at the capital funds.
152,462 would be the balance due. On the
and did you say 15,000 or 15%?
So it looks like we're saving 10%.
Yeah. Okay. I think that sounds close to what you said.
Yeah.
10%.
Just by getting on the 2023 list rather than to the next product year, probably. Yeah. Next model year.
Right. Kevin said that the dealership did not believe that we'd be receiving the truck any sooner.
Right.
We'd still look at 2023 for the truck. He said, he says, never say never, because you never know if someone cancels and all of a sudden our truck bumps up in the line and we'd have it for the end of the year. But he said Henderson right now is out 4 to 5 months on their bodies as well. So
Yeah. Even
if the truck showed up, the body's not going to be ready till next year anyway. So he feels pretty comfortable that we're still shooting for 2023 for this truck to get here and be purchased. So
the total amount is the combination of these two together, the 94
correct.
For the body underside. And chassis.
And what kind of truck is this?
This will be similar to what we currently have.
Like just a dump truck?
Yeah, single axle dump truck.
Yeah.
And you said Western Star?
Correct. I think the model is what, 4700X?
Yes, 47X.
I think the only adjustment that Kevin was making was a little more horse on the engine.
Yeah.
Didn't change the block size. But a little more horse, and I think he upped the transmission.
Okay.
Because we have a couple of hills where, in the wintertime, with these last heavy, you know, where it's a mixture of ice and snow and it's wet, like going up past Withrich, they're struggling to do 5-10 mile an hour up that hill. It's all it can do. So
this would have a snow plow on the front of it, or
correct? I can't remember.
Not coming in, but we would intend to rig it thus.
Yes, I don't think he's ordering a plow for it this time.
Okay.
I don't think. I think the only thing he was considering was a box. because those are welded stainless steel and they're kind of individual to how they weld it to the body.
Right.
So, yeah. He said the box may be the only thing they're going to purchase. He might be just using, if they would have to use three trucks, which he said we only have two drivers anyway. He's like, if we would have three drivers at some point, he's like, we still have some old plows I think he can make work.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
So I move that the board approves POs for a new Western Star truck in the amount of $152,462, as well as the customer quote from Henderson for $94,636 associated with that truck. That would be a combined total not to exceed $260,000.
Yeah.
I so move.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving that motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? None.
Great. We're good.
So I will sign.
Yep.
And date 7/19. Both. I mean, Kevin has a copy and he can send the copy.
Yep.
I believe that is all the agenda items we had, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
In that instance, since it's a special meeting and we can't deviate from the agenda, then I move that we adjourn at 7:44.
I'll second.
All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections?
Nope.
None, we're adjourned.
Yep. Now, what do you have for questions?
Well, I'm back here on Sunday, and then I'm coming to a special meeting, and then, but it wasn't at the community center, it was over here.
Right.
So I'm starting to think.